Welcome to I Really Need a Name. See, if you're going to record something, you really should think of a title before you record it. But let's just go with Cook with Tart, working title. I know you'll come up with a better one, and then you'll tell me it because you're lovely. So, happy Thanksgiving, America. And of course, Thanksgiving means pumpkin pie. And I have never tasted pumpkin pie in my life. I've never made a pumpkin pie, but I'm going to. My brother tells me that it is nice. He had it once, maybe 15 years ago, and, you know, it's haunted him. So, yeah. The reason we're having this pie is because I was in the supermarket looking for American goodies to have for my American audio later, and they had canned pie. See, I'm American, I say canned pie. I don't say tinned pumpkin, not pie. God damn it, it's been a long day. Basically, today has been Christmas at work. As in, I decorated the office, a minion fell into the Christmas tree. That was traumatizing. I've organized the staff meal out, I've organized the Christmas party, and I managed to get money out of my boss for Christmas outings. So, where was I? Pie. Yeah. So, they had canned pumpkin at Sainsbury's, name dropping, so I thought I would make pumpkin pie. I used to work at Sainsbury's when I was a student, and Americans go batshit for this stuff. It's not normally something you can get in a supermarket in England. Going back a number of years, yeah, gotta keep a little bit of mystery. They would come and complain if there wasn't pumpkin, so we had to specially order it from America. And yeah, this might be a bit stupid, but I looked at the ingredient list, and just to check, yeah, it is just pumpkin. This is the first thing I've seen from America that doesn't have a shit ton of sugar yet. So, we've got pumpkin, which is apparently high in fiber, gluten-free. Yay. We've got freakishly white eggs, because whenever I watch a cooking video on YouTube, the eggs always freak me out because they're that kind of blue-white, so I spent £2 on fucking white-as-fuck eggs. We've got chalk crust pastry, we've got condensed milk, we've got cinnamon and other spices, and we've got a recipe on my phone, which is here. I'm not Nigella Lord. Do you want me to make this sexy? And we have the tin pumpkin. How do you make pumpkin sexy? Sorry, canned pumpkin. Bad. Mmm! That's how you make it sexy. You stank yourself. Okay, getting back down to it. So, I've got a recipe that has been made 4,000 times, has 1,772 reviews, and it is simple as fuck. So let's go with it. So, preheat the oven to 425 degrees Fahrenheit. What's that in proper money? That is apparently 218 degrees. So let's just turn down this oven. Oh shit, I've got a fan oven, so that means I need to Google it to find out. Fan oven. You can tell I haven't used this oven much. Fan oven heat settings. Conversion guide. Because it has a fan, it cooks quicker, so let's not fuck this up. Cake tin, no. Nope. Okay, so we need 200 degrees, so it needs to be 180. So about. Now we need to go back to the recipe. This is such wonderful listening, isn't it? Okay. Whisk the pumpkin, condensed milk, eggs, spices, and salt in a medium bowl until smooth. Pour into crust. Bake for 15 minutes. Then turn down the oven and continue baking for 35 to 40 minutes. Blah, blah, yada, yada. Okay. Now, apparently, I need to warm up the pumpkin, salt, and spices in a saucepan first. Otherwise, it tastes like pumpkin from a cat. Okay. So, she said, looking around, yes, there's a saucepan. Let's open up this tin. So, tell me about your day. What have you done for Thanksgiving? So, yes, I'm having difficulty putting the can opener on. I don't normally eat things from cans, and I sound like such a punk doing that. This is one of those pump tin openers, and the hand action is good for something else if you get my meaning. Beating pumpkin, of course. Okay. Oh, dear God. Oh, my God. I'm trying to think what it smells like. It smells interesting. And it's very... That sounds like a sex toy. It really does. Pumpkin explosion. Oh, it came on me. No, it's fine. It's alright. Mostly came in the pan. No, it did come in the pan, so that's cool. It came on me and in the pan. Is this Thanksgiving sex? Just getting pumpkin on yourself? Is this pumpkin cum? Sorry, it's been a long day. So, I put up the Christmas decorations at work. And obviously I got the minions to do the non-fun bits, like sticking shit on walls. And one of them managed to fall into the tree that I just put up. It was kind of interesting. Okay. That's pumpkin. Ooh, that does smell a little bit sad. Now I'm meant to put the spices in and the salt. So yeah. I basically spent today doing jack shit. Well, not strictly true. The morning doing jack shit and the afternoon doing lots and lots of work. So, what spices do I need? So, how are you celebrating Thanksgiving? Because I know that it is an absolutely massive thing over there. I'm trying to find a teaspoon. There we go. So, anyway. I'm just jumping from subject to subject. But hey, I am a magpie. That's cinnamon. Right. Ginger. I've got ginger somewhere. If I was ginger, where would I be? Oh, cinnamon! I just thought it's cinnamon. Okay. Ginger. Hello, ginger. Yes, you are ginger. And you go in here. Telling you about my idiot minions, wasn't I? So, minion fell into the tree and then just looked at me like, I've fallen into a tree, what do I do? I didn't move for a good, I don't know, 5 minutes? At which point I should actually mention that the pie was decorated. No, the tree was half decorated at this time. So we're talking broken baubles, tinsel, sorry, garland. I'm meant to be speaking American today. I'm not sure about this. I mean, do I just warm it through? Do I cook it until it's bubbling? It doesn't look very happy. And I don't know why, but I've always thought that pumpkin pie would be very happy. Right, let's get on with the rest of it. Like I said, I'm not Nigella Lawson. I can do that though, but I don't. One freakishly white egg. basically says two large eggs. And these are kind of small, freakishly white eggs. So I'll probably do three. That's a dishwasher. Oh, if you hear cackling, it's my brother in the other room watching something. And eggs go over here. And I think one of the dogs is trying to break into the kitchen. Give me one second. No, Tilly. Obviously, the dog's name is Tilly. So, where is the balloon whisk? Oh, bum holes. Oh, there we go. I'm a professional. Oh, shit. Pumpkin! It's okay. It's okay. It's fine. But that's definitely warm. It smells... I'm going to be honest with you. It smells fucking disgusting. Eggs. I have quite a strong wrist for some reason. I don't know what that could be. Now for the other can of condensed milk. This is probably not very interesting to listen to. So I could tell you. Oh, whoops. It's fine. The condensed milk just came on me as well. Great. So far, this pie is just going to plan. It's awesome. And I need a spoon. Yeah. So, minion on tree, baubles on the floor, tinsel everywhere, and just really, you can't even hang up a garland. This is what I'm dealing with, folks. And then, is it meant to be this easy to make this pie? Because it's just a case of eggs, milk, pumpkin, spices, rolling shit out, putting it in the oven, right? Missing something? Does it matter if my salt is pink? Virgin pink Himalayan salt. If that's not pretentious, I don't know what is. For warm pumpkin, that is suspiciously cold. I really can't be fucked. Well, I can be fucked, but I can't be fucked with this. Oh, who would want to be fucked with pumpkin? That'd be disturbing. So far, I'm not really seeing the attraction. It's very... Yeah, it smells foul. Planned this out and did some research so I could tell you all these intelligent facts about American Thanksgiving. Okay. Reasons I'm thankful that I'm American. I'm not. You fuckers threw tea in the bay. Go fuck yourself. How could you do that? That's just wrong. Great listening, especially with a dishwasher going like that. Okay, time to taste the shit. I'm not crazy about it, I'll be honest. Is there something else I'm meant to put in here? Nutmeg, ginger, cinnamon, condensed milk, pumpkin, eggs, salt. I don't know. Alright. Time to roll out the pastry. and you're going to have to listen to me ramble while I'm doing it. Now I have to find some flour. So, you might be thinking it's easy to find flour. What I mean is find flour that fits, because in this drawer I have, what is this? Rye flour. We've got country style wheat rye wholemeal bread flour. We've got this one which is spelt flour. We've got this one which is seed and grain white bread flour. We've got gram flour. Yay! Plain flour, that's what we want. That's the bugger. And we're gonna roll out this pastry. I didn't make it. I cannot be arsed making pastry. Alright, let's take off a layer. This cardigan is far too nice to get dusted up. So, Thanksgiving. I know it's about pilgrims going over and Native Americans and... Yeah, that's pretty much all I know. Please, tell me about what Thanksgiving actually is, because to a lot of people in the UK, it's just about turkey, pumpkin pie, rolling pin. Well, no, I'm looking for a rolling pin. It's not about a rolling pin. And shopping, and Black Friday, and holiday, and sitcom specials. I have no idea what it actually stands for. Do you have any Thanksgiving traditions? I know it's a very big family thing. I have to admit, in my family, we're not one for... That looks... We're not one, well, we're not many, we're not legion, for traditions as such. Really celebrate Christmas. Well, we obviously celebrate it, but since me and my brother are not at all religious, we don't do the church thing. I remember when I was a kid, my mother forced me to go to midnight mass with her, and she fell asleep and started snoring, and I literally had to go, wake up, and she's like, ugh! Not once, but four times. So, about the only thing we do at Christmas which is traditional is a shit ton of food. Still deciding what to make this Christmas. Not a big fan of turkey. So sorry, America, on Thanksgiving. But I do not... Where is the pie dish? I need to know how big I'm meant to be rolling this shit out. I'm not a big fan of pie. It's... God damn it. Of turkey. It's just dry, boring. And what I really can't... What the fuck is that? What I really can't stand... Sorry that I just rolled something into the pastry, I didn't mean to. Is eating turkey for X amount of days after Christmas. Turkey sandwiches, turkey curry... Turkey linguine, turkey pie, yeah. But, getting back to my point, did I have a point? I'm just rambling while I'm rolling shit out. Yeah, a bit more. We make a shit ton of food. Now, being half Spanish, there's a lot of desserts that are almond-based. I have to make at least four desserts. There'll be a ham, there'll be lamb, there'll be probably salmon, maybe sea bass actually. And then there'll be like three types of potatoes, carrots, parsnips, pigs in a blanket, which I think are devils on horseback to you, not to Americans. I'm not just assuming that you're all American Although I'm actually amazed that anyone actually listens to me at all. And no one will listen to this, which is good because, yeah, I ramble. I'm good with my hands rolling out my pastry. So, yeah. The only thing I tell a fucking lie. There is a tradition. And that is the fight over the box chocolates. I can be a bit of a fussy tart. And there are certain chocolates that I really like, so I will hoard them. Unfortunately, they're the ones that my mother likes. So, yeah. We fight over the hazelnut whirl. Love hazelnut and chocolate. Okay, I think that's big enough. I'm using a fluted pan. Whatever. Actually, it needs to be bigger. Do I need to line it? The recipe doesn't say whether I do or don't. Do I need to grease it? Should I get some baking parchment? I don't know. What do you think? I think that I am going to grease it, but not line it. Should I blind bake it? No, it says uncooked, doesn't it? Yes, it says unbaked pie crust. So I will grease that tin, but I won't line it. And to be honest, the reason I'm not lining it is because I can't be asked. Because I am a lazy tart. Oh, by the way, this is not a pumpkin pie. This is a pumpkin top. Because a tart is any pie that doesn't have a top. I am, of course, wearing a top. Because when I've cooked naked in the past, it's never gone well. This is so random. But I figure, what's the point of having your own subreddit if you can't just post rambling crap sometimes? See, half my audios. Okay. That's one greased top. And this is probably going to go really badly, isn't it? Will you still love me if it does? Tell you what, I will make you tiramisu to make up for it. Made one the other day, and I almost had an orgasm eating it on the second day. Never eat tiramisu on the first day. Always on the second day. Okay. Now I need to put the pastry condom onto the pan. About there. Ooh, have I left? I might actually need to roll it out a bit more that way. I'm terribly sorry that this is probably a very poor attempt at an audio. I should have watched some Nigella Lawson. I'm picking up the pastry. It's cold on my skin. I don't know. Like I said, not really prepared for this shit. Ooh, that's perfect. Well, it's not perfect. It's not bad. So now we just make sure that it's in all the nooks and crannies, because you don't want any of your nooks and crannies unexplored. Hey. See, part of me does want to blind bake this, but that's mostly because I've been watching the British Bake Off again. Because I figure I'm not going to be able to watch it next year. Because of fucking Channel 4. Okay, I think that's good to go. I kind of wish that I had actually lined it. But I think this is non-stick, so I'm sure it'll be fine. And the dog is trying to get into the kitchen. I can see a little paw coming under the door. So, will just... This is a very deep pastry tin. So... I shouldn't have any pumpkin cum on my oven floor. I figure the pumpkin coming over me and the milk coming over me should be enough cooking ejaculation. Seriously, I apologize. This is not very nice. Unless you're into that. See, I probably shouldn't have recorded this, and I should have just recorded my trying it at the end, when I'm doing all my American stuff later. Lucky Charms. And Pop-Tarts, and American Candy, and Twinkies, and that's a lot of pastry left over. Maybe I should have done it thicker. Yeah, fuck it, too late now. Alright, now we're gonna pour... this custard abomination into the pie. Into the tart, even. It doesn't smell very nice. It smells appalling, in fact. But it'll be fantastic. No, that does not taste nice. Ooh. Nope, I live in hope. See, cookie dough has spoiled me. Cookie dough is delicious before you put it in the oven. So I think everything should be delicious before you put it in the oven. Ah! Ooh. Okay. Let's sham this into the oven. Mm-hmm. It looks a little bit sad because it's like half full, but okay. 15 minutes, and then we turn it down to 350. Oh, there we go. It's in. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm never posting this. Oh, yes, I am. Fuck.